Bohr's lecture was the culmination of what Heisenberg later described as an intensive study of all questions concerning the interpretation of quantum theory in Copenhagen. At first, even the young quantum magician was uneasy with the Dane's answers. I remember discussions with Bohr which went through many hours till very late at night and ended almost in despair, Heisenberg wrote later. And when at the end of the discussion I went alone for a walk in the neighboring park, I repeated to myself again and again the question, can nature possibly be as absurd as it seemed to us in these atomic experiments? Bohr's answer was an unequivocal yes. The central role given to measurement and observation vitiated all attempts to unearth regular patterns in nature or any causal connections. It was Heisenberg, in his Uncertainty paper, who first advocated in print the rejection of one of the central tenets of science. But what is wrong in the sharp formulation of the law of causality? When we know the present precisely, we can predict the future, is not the conclusion, but the assumption. Even in principle, we cannot know the present in all detail. Not knowing simultaneously the exact initial position and velocity of an electron, for example, allows only probabilities of a plenitude of possibilities of future positions and velocities to be calculated. Therefore, it is impossible to predict the exact result of any single observation or measurement of an atomic process. Only the probability of a given outcome among a range of possibilities can be precisely predicted. The classical universe built on the foundations laid down by Newton was a deterministic, clockwork cosmos. Even after Einstein's relativistic remodeling, if the exact position and velocity of an object, particle, or planet are known at any given moment, then in principle, its position and velocity can be completely determined for all time. In the quantum universe, there was no room for the determinism of the classical, where all phenomena can be described as a causal unfolding of events in space and time. Because all experiments are subject to the laws of quantum mechanics, and therefore to equation delta P delta Q tilde H, Heisenberg boldly asserted in the last paragraph of his Uncertainty paper, it follows that quantum mechanics establishes the final failure of causality. Any hope of restoring it was as fruitless and senseless as any lingering belief in a real world hidden behind what Heisenberg called the perceived statistical world. It was a view shared by Bohr, Pauli, and Born. At Como, two physicists were noticeable by their absence. Schrödinger had only weeks earlier moved to Berlin as Planck's successor and was busy settling in. Einstein refused to set foot in fascist Italy. Bohr would have to wait just a month before they met in Brussels.